Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting here in the Florida room just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, mother truckers. You're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. You can hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Don't be missing out, mother truckers, because you're doing yourself a damn disservice. That's all I got to say about that shit right there, okay? Also, follow a bitch on the Twitters, at the H-Wood Hick. Also, follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And is that particular? Oh, no. And this shit comes on every day on the Crab Diving Network, 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m., and that'd be 10 in the morning, 10 in the p.m. out on the East Coast. I'm talking West Coast times because Hollywood, in case anybody can't figure that out, is under West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time. They like to call that mother trucking stuff, that right there. But that's it, whatever. Oh, you can also hear it at midnight. I can't even remember my damn particulars today. Because you know why? Because the world is going to nuts, right? World is going nuts again. Whatever. But whatever. The thing I was telling you, midnight, you can catch the previous episode if you missed it at midnight. Western time. I make no sense because I have a head full of just too many thoughts right now. Just too many thoughts and cares for the world because I'm just too concerned. But what I'm saying is the previous episode plays at midnight, West Coast time. That'd be what, 3 in the morning, East Coast time. So if you ain't up at 3 in the morning on the East Coast, get this shit off a podcast on the iTunes, on the Crab Diving website, Stitcher. It's all over the damn place. SoundCloud, you can find it. Just do a little due diligence, y'all. Okay? Okay. So let's just get into it right now because I can't, with what's going on, I can't just not acknowledge it because that would just be disingenuous. Because I like to keep things light. I didn't do a very good job of it last week because I was in a fit of rage. I'm still kind of angry. Like, there's just things happening in the Hollywood Hicks general life that are just pissing him the fuck off. And it's shit that he didn't have no control over. And then all of a sudden finds out all kind of horrible, hateful things and has to, like, freaking work through it. And then I come to find out, we'll touch on it again, give an update on how that awful, hateful woman from Kentucky, Kim Davis, sat down with the Pope, with that freaking who I have since broke the fuck up with. But and then right on the heels of that, come to find out yet another. Are you listening to the Hollywood Hick? I'm not just saying just like it happens on occasion. It just happens way too often. Another dude done went freaking nuts, took it upon himself that think that the best way to handle with his own issues or whatever the hell's going on with him, it's sad, it sucks. I'm not even trying to make fun of the whole thing. I'm not making fun of it. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about it. But a dude, now another dude went and shot up what started out 13 people, then we found out it was only 10, now it's 9. I'm glad to see for once the numbers are dropping on the people he killed. But the dude who went nuts in Oregon took out a college campus again. He went in there with 3 handguns and a rifle, had bullets and body armor. See, that's the thing, he goes in there with body armor and bullets. These people have none of that. Because you know what? They're just there to get an education. He goes in there with body armor because it's like, who's going to take me out? I'm going to make sure people's hard to take me out when I'm the crazed one in here just fucking with people's lives who are just going about their damn business. And I'm not going to say the guy's name, by the way. I refuse to say his name because all he wants is notoriety. And I can prove it to your bitch asses on account of... here it is. Here's what he said. He basically said this at one point over the summer, apparently. He said, I have noticed that so many people like him, he's talking about some dude that shot up something, and were all alone and unknown, yet when they spill a little blood, the whole world knows who they are. So because of that sentence right there, and it goes on, it goes, a man who was known by no one is now known by everyone. His face splashed across every screen, which this guy's is, too. Just, I can't, like, don't do it. I don't think they should get any, he should not have his picture shown, he should not have his name put out there. We should just know, like, because if all you want is notoriety, then we need to give you none of that. Zero, but none. nut. I can't believe the wave. I mean, he goes on, he goes, his name should be across every lip of every person on the planet all in the course of a day. Seems the more people you kill, the more you're in the limelight. So why are we giving him the credence? Why are we giving him the limelight that he's so sought after? I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I can't punch a bitch because he's dead, but it just breaks my freaking heart that this shit went down like this. So he goes in, shoots up all of these people. And apparently he targeted Christians, which is great. That's great, because things between this world, like how religious liberty people and everything, it's like it's not already tense enough, so now you got to add on top of it. That's ridiculous. And then the freaking gun lobby, it's just like, yeah, of course they get silent. And then the president tries to come out and say, I can't believe this, because I saw this thing on the news this morning, and I'm probably rambling all over the place because it just upsets me so I can't even form a complete thought about it. But I looked at a thing, like, so the president, like, pretty much went out and said, I got this off of the KTL. I can't actually believe that the KTLA Channel 5 out here in Los Angeles actually put up something with some real information, because I look at their website every morning just to see how badly they report the news, because whoever reports it for their website, and I will say the last few days, and it might just be a fluke, but it has been a little bit better, but usually it is riddled with grammatical errors, things that don't make any sense, like just shit that don't jive. It's ridiculous. So I read it almost every morning just so I can giggle to myself about how, like, these people are paid journalists, and this is the biggest piece of shit thrown together I have ever seen. But apparently, like, during the course of his presidency, President Barack Obama has had to deliver statements on gun violence 15 times, right? And he said, the reporting is routine. My response here at this podium ends up being routine. The conversation in the aftermath of it. We've become numb to this, which is the truth. Like, people are just like, man, move on. It's just punishment. Because, I'll tell you who says shit like that. Because this other dude who wants to be your president, by the way, let me show you what he had to say about this. Let me find it, because I hadn't clicked on it earlier. But let me give you a quote of what he told people in Greenville, South Carolina, about this whole thing. The quote from Jeb Bush, our illustrious other president, who used to be our president, the one who left everything in such a fine situation when he went out of office and then tries to point fingers at the people who were trying to wipe his ass for him, which I don't even understand that mentality or how you could even come to that sort of conclusion. But yet I don't think there was any kind of rationalness ever, like, put into a thought that those people ever made. But he goes, we're in a difficult time in our country, and I don't think more government is necessarily the answer to this. I think we need to reconnect ourselves with everybody else. Okay, I can buy him on that part. We should reconnect. You know what? Why can't we all just get along? Why can't I just go about my business? As long as I'm not hurting anybody, you don't just get sticky nose into it. Don't worry about who I've got in my bedroom or what I'm doing up in there. That's my business. That ain't your business. Who gives two shits? I don't understand why everybody's so freaking concerned. But he goes, it's very sad to see, and I resist this notion because we had this challenge as governor. Stuff happens. That's what he says right there. That's the part that is just so telling about how horrible, awful of a person he really and truly is. If you're just going to sit back and say, stuff happens, then he goes, there's always a crisis, and the impulse is always to do something, and it's not necessarily the right thing to do. So basically, his solution is to do nothing. Do absolutely nothing, because it's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. No, let me tell you, Jeb, it is a problem. Because you know what? What happened was, the president pretty much said, he then asked news organizations to tally up the number of Americans killed through terrorist attacks in the last decade and compare it to the number of Americans who have died in gun violence. They used numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We found that from 2004 and 2013, 316,545 people died by firearms on U.S. soil. 2013 is the most recent year CDC data for deaths by firearms is available. According to the U.S. State Department, the number of U.S. citizens killed overseas as a result of incidents of terrorism from 2004 to 2013 was 277. In addition, they compiled all terrorism incidents inside the U.S. and found that between 2004 and 2013, there were 36 people killed in domestic acts of terrorism. This brings the total to 313. Now, they also want you to know that the U.S., the incidence of terrorism in the U.S. includes the following incidents for domestic terrorism incidents: Knoxville church shooting, Pittsburgh police officers, the Taylor Abortion Clinic, Holocaust Museum shooting, Fort Hood shooting, plane crash into Austin IRS building, Fort Stewart Army Base killing, the Temple shooting in Wisconsin, St. John's Parish police ambush in Louisiana, the Boston Marathon bombing, and the LAX shooting. Okay, so that's what they used also to tally up those numbers. Now, if you look at this, they are saying 313 people have been victims of terrorism. That sucks, and that's horrible, and that is not a number that should exist. But on the other hand, 316,545 people have died due to gun violence. Do you see? That's a fucked up number, people. That is a fucked up number. And for people like Jeb Bush, who wants to be our president, thinks that there's just nothing we should do about that. That's just part of living life, that we shouldn't have to worry about this shit. We should just guns for everybody. Bullshit. It's like there's no accountability. There's no nothing. It's ridiculous. It's completely and utterly ridiculous. It just freaking breaks my heart the way this freaking shit goes down. That it's like there's been like something like that, something like 247 mass shootings in this country this year. Now, I'm remembering that hit number off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it was 247. It was 240-something, if I remember right, just this year. And it just turned, we're on the October number two, y'all. That's fucked up. That is beyond fucked up. I can't. I just can't. The whole thing. So, basically, what I'm saying is, y'all, come on. This is... I can't. I just fucking can't. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. Whatever. There's plenty to read on it out there. It's awful. Please, people, do not give this guy exactly what he was looking for, all the notoriety that he is currently getting. Like, shut the fuck. Don't. Focus on the victims. Focus on those people. Let's, like, bring it back to where the attention needs to go. Not on this awful, hateful dude who was horrible. And then, like, apparently he was, according to some things I read, he was targeting Christians, which is awful because it's not like there's already enough tension there. But he also identifies for another thing I read as a very conservative Republican. So you can't sit there and say that he was like some sort of liberal dude who went nuts. He was like an ultra conservative Republican who went nuts against the Christians. So it's like, it's not like, I don't think he was targeting Christians. I just think he was just targeting notoriety. And he knew that right now, if this is where the biggest bone of contention is going on right now, because we got people like that god awful Kim Davis woman and that Pope that I done broke the fuck up with on the last program. Pope Francis. Every time I hear it, all I can hear is Pee Wee Herman say that in my head. Fucking kills me. But then, okay, moving on, because I can't talk about that anymore. I'm going to move on to the other thing that makes me angry as hell. And then I'm going to try to talk about things that bring a few more rainbow, sparkle, sunshines, and Dolly Parton feelings up into the Hollywood hick here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Okay? Okay. But this is the whole thing. So everything comes out about the Pope meeting up with that god-awful woman, Kim Davis, who's the worst Christian ever. Not the only reason I say that, but one of the main reasons I said that is because she says, what hurts the most is when people call me a bad Christian. Well, you know why, honey? You are a bad Christian. I grew up going to a Southern Baptist church, and there were a lot of good Christians up in there. You, darling, do not fit that definition by any stretch of the word. It's impossible for you to meet that. It's not going to fucking happen. But apparently, so now, like, they're all, the freaking Vatican is backtracking like a mother trucker, right, off of this Kim Davis story on account of, they're now saying, like, well, they asked to be invited, like, they've been there, there wasn't, like, no. The Vatican clarifies. Here, I'll read you their thing. I'm getting ahead of myself. Like, when I get all upset, I talk fast, I get ahead of myself. It's just awful. But apparently, there's a carefully worded statement issued by the Vatican on Friday, which walks back I'm getting this off of the Gawker site, the notion that the Pope met with Davis to offer support for her frankly illegal actions, which is the truth. Now, I don't know how anybody could misconstrue the words "stay strong" as any kind of endorsement, but I pretty much took it as, yeah, dude, yeah, y'all, I'm siding with this woman because I'd like for her to stay strong and, like, keep denying you homos rights and do illegal things and just buck the Supreme Court and the law and freaking rationality all at once. But they're trying to, like, downplay the whole thing, and I call bullshit. Because you want me to tell you why? Because if you were really that, like, thing, it was, like, not that big of a deal, you would have let people know what was going on. Okay, you did it on the down low, you did it on shady style, and then when people found out about it, because Kim Davis and her lawyers can't keep the damn mouth shut because they're freaking loud mouths who want nothing but more than attention to try to increase the martyrdom of this, and these Liberty Council people just using this as a reason to probably rake in more money from all these people who probably ain't got no money to send them, and they're going to send the money anyway, just like they did with PTL and all those other churches that stole all their money and then ended up getting in trubs for it. You know what I mean? But according to, this is what the Vatican said about it. It goes, this is their release. They said, the brief meeting between Miss Kim Davis and Pope Francis at the Apostolic, I can't say these words good, y'all, especially when I'm upset, at the Apostolic Nuncature. What the fuck is Apostolic Nuncature in Washington, D.C., has continued to provoke comments and discussion. In order to contribute to an objective understanding of what transpired, I am able to clarify the following points. Now, these people, from what I understand, are supposed to be religious, God-fearing people, right? So I don't know why they feel the need on the flip side to come out here lying, because apparently that's what they're not supposed to do. But all they're going to do is sit here, lie to our face, turn around and go like, please forgive me for lying to the whole world. And then according to them, they have now been forgiven. And then they don't have to worry about all this lying and freaking underhanded bullshit they were getting involved with, all kind of shady shit. That's why. But they're going, Pope Francis met with several dozen persons who have been invited by the Nuncature. Am I saying that right? Nuncature, to greet him as he prepared to leave Washington for New York City. Such brief meetings occur on all papal visits and are due to the Pope's characteristic kindness and availability. A bullshit. The only real audience granted by the Pope at the Nuncature was with one of his former students and family. The Pope did not enter into the details of the situation of Mrs. Davis, and his meeting with her should not be considered a form of support of her position in all of its particular and complex aspects. I call bullshit right now. Every one of you, you're going to push that up button and up that damn trap door is going to open and you're going to see nothing but flames of hell as you fall down into that pit because you're sitting here breaking one of your commandments and lying to the world. I don't understand why you think that's okay. Now, I did also find out, this bullshit, it just annoys me. It annoys me to no end. I don't believe you because you lost all credibility because you weren't upfront about it. That's the thing. If you had just said upfront we were going to meet with, I'd be like, whatever, that's to be expected. But because you were shady, I don't believe anything that comes out of your mouth, okay? That's just how I roll. That's who I am. That's what how it is. But apparently, they like to point out that this, they've been very, 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 very open to point out that this the real audience that was granted by the Pope at the Nuncature was of his former students and family. And now they're on the flip side, they're trying to point out that he was an openly gay dude, right? Who end up showing up there with his partner, right? And so they try to make a big deal out of it and try to make it like, see, he's doing this. So then, of course, you know, the Pope's people got a hold of him and said, like, dude, we need you to get out there and start talking about this shit, how you showed up with your, like, boyfriend. They've been together for 19 years, too, by the way, whatever. So, like, see that? People who say that homos don't, like, have lasting relationships, they do. 19 years. They were, like, I love the dude's name, too. Yayo Grassi, and then his boyfriend is Ewan Bagas, I guess, but I guess they're from down in Argentina, where the Pope came from, right? But they were part of his students. And according to the New York Times, it says, contacted by phone, the former student of Francis, Yayo Grassi, said he had been granted an audience with the Pope. Mr. Grassi is an openly gay man living in Washington. Oh, he's moved up here since. And he said he had been accompanied by his partner of 19 years, Ewan Bagas, as well as four friends. Mr. Grassi is a 67-year-old caterer, said that his group met with Francis at the Vatican Embassy on September 23rd, a day before Ms. Davis met the Pope. In the 60s, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, is that how you say his last name? Bergoglio. God, I cannot pronounce names to save my life. Unpronounceable last name. I'm talking, that's what, but we done broke the fuck up, so I don't feel like I have to, like, say his name right, anywho, right? But he taught Argentine literature and philosophy to Mr. Grassi at the Colegio de la Immaculada Concepción. I fucking butchered that shit right there. A Jesuit high school in Santa Fe, Argentina, right? Mr. Grassi said that he had resumed contact with the former Pope, with the future Pope, years later when he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires. He also visited the Pope at the Vatican in September 2013 and later called him by telephone to ask for an audience. Once I saw how busy and exhausting his schedule was in D.C., I wrote back to him and saying perhaps it would be better to meet some other time. Then he called me on the phone and told me that he would love to give me a hug in Washington. So apparently that's what they're trying to turn this into. Now this is where I take issue. Like, don't try to then pull this and like flaunt the one homo that he came in contact with in my face, because that's just some bullshit. Because apparently what it is, it's like he was willing to meet an old acquaintance. That is somebody he knew and it had contact with. So yes, he made an opportunity to hook up with an old acquaintance. Okay, I don't particularly give a shit that he like It's like, that doesn't do anything about the, I can't talk. I get so freaking worked up. It doesn't matter that he met with Kim, like, whatever. This doesn't have anything to do with the other. Just because this dude happened to be gay, they had a connection. They had an old, like, they had a relationship. He had no relationship with Kim Davis and then decided to take audience with her and is now trying to, like, lie on the flip side. And I think it's nothing but lies. I don't believe any of it because they were dishonest from the start. And now I'm supposed to believe you just because you're from the Vatican. And, like, honestly, there's so much wrong that has come out of the Vatican that, like, hello, just priests and freaking molesting kids alone and how that was handled should make you think that the Vatican may not be the most freaking up and up when it comes to trying to, like, politics and trying to keep their name out there and keep it on the good side of people. Makes absolutely no sense. So I'm gonna shut up about this because I've done spent 20 minutes ranting and a raving up here on the Hollywood Hick on account of freaking people think it's like their duty to go out and shoot everybody up so they can get some notoriety, which don't make no damn sense. And then these freaking people who want to, like, go do something, and then as soon as they get caught, they try to go like, oh, well, that's not what we know. We know exactly what the fuck you were doing. And anybody with half a brain knows exactly what you were trying to do. So why don't you just shut the fuck up for 2 minutes and just freaking do some good for a change, okay? Because I was kind of down with the dude. I didn't think he was perfect because I know it's like he's still the Pope, okay? And, like, that's thousands and thousands of years of oppression and just backwards thinking and just not wanting to come together with the times and accept that people are going to be people and that if you just live and let live, everything could work out. But no, nobody wants to do that because as long as you're not thinking exactly the way I think, then you're wrong and I got to force it down your motherfucking throat. And I'm just sitting here giving y'all my opinion. So if you want to sit there and say that the Hollywood Hick is trying to tell me how to live my life, now, only thing I'm telling you is you need to just fucking live your life and leave that mine alone, period. End of freaking story. If you don't agree with the way I live my life, fine. But you know what? I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't going out there shooting up people. I ain't going out there trying to deny people rights. I'm not doing any of that. All I'm doing is sitting here giving you my mother trucking opinion on what the fuck is going on in this world, and that's that. And on that note, I'm going to move on to something that makes me giggle, and that would be how horrible, awful Bill Cosby is, and the fact that yet again, he's got three more ladies coming after his ass because he's an awful, hateful, horrible person. Another awful, hateful, horrible person. But I just can't. It just cracks me up. He's got three more ladies that are coming after him. And he's also, I mean, he is in trubs. Bill Cosby, like, I mean, this does give me some rainbow sparkles and sunshine and Dolly Parton feelings only because somebody at least is getting their comeuppance. Thank you, Dolly. Somebody is at least getting their comeuppance. It took a long ass time for this to happen, but it done went and happened, right? So now he's got three more ladies coming after him, and I had a story on it, and now I can't find it because I was, is that it? Nope, that ain't it. That ain't, y'all know I'm not prepared because I done told y'all this whole day job shit has been killing the brother. I'm behind. I can't keep everything straight. And then, oh, and just while we're on the subject, since I tangent all the time and we'll just keep going with it, but I have now taken an even more time-consuming day job. Like, whatever. I've been upgrading my day job because I have a lifestyle that I need to maintain, people. The Hollywood Hick has a certain level of existence that he wants to maintain. I want to keep my deluxe apartment in the sky. I want to keep eating. I want to be able to shop and buy cute new t-shirts whenever I see them. And so those things take money. And then when you got people who are fucking up your fucking row and then making it where you have to, like, make some decisions, this is one I had to make. So I don't know what's going to happen here on the Hollywood Hick. I'm going to be squeezing these bitches in, but they're going to be probably ill-prepared, and y'all just going to listen to my ass ramble and ramble. I might even be doing them in the car, y'all, while I'm driving to and fro from this freaking new day job I've got. Where I start on Monday. I start on Monday, y'all. Ooh, y'all know the Tuesday episode is going to be full of me going like, what have I done? What has the Hick done? Oh, my goodness. But where is this damn Bill's? Oh, here it is. Three more women came forward to publicly chastise his ass and be like, no, we are not having it. And so, but he's also getting, like, the DA out here in Los Angeles has done decided to, like, let some charges go against him. But there's, like, there's a woman, her name is Pamela Abeyta, A-B-E-Y-T-A, Abeyta, I guess. She kept her story to herself for 3 decades, again, because she was, like, thinking it was her fault for putting herself in that position. No, he abused his power. Pamela, he abused his power. It's what he done went and did, okay? He went and abused his power and, like, took advantage of you, and that's really sad, and I'm sorry this happened to you. Another former model and actress Lisa Christie, who he met on the, she was 18, and when she met him on the Cosby set, he groomed her for a couple of years before he like slipped in the, let me give you some of this sleepy pill into a drink or whatever while I then have sexy times with your comatose body. Gross. And blah, blah, blah. There's another one. Where did it go? Oh, Sharon Van Ert. She was a cocktail server at Concerts by the Sea, a jazz club in Redondo Beach when she's met Cosby. One night after a few drinks with coworkers and customers post-closing time, she walked Cosby to her car. She remembers feeling dizzy. She got into the car and Cosby asked if she was capable to drive home. She got in the driver's seat to regain composure and said that Cosby got in the passenger seat. After a while, Cosby started getting fresh. He was touching me and rubbing my leg. Next thing I remember was waking up in my car, my head hanging down from the seat. Balone, she said, I knew I was drugged because I threw up and never threw up or drank too much. I believe that he must have put something in my drink while we were closing up the place. I believe Mr. Cosby took them. Oh, and she was missing her panties and she thinks he's done went and stole her panties. Cons, if you still been holding on to those panties, I hope somebody finds them. And she'd be like, those are mine. He stole them from me way back when with the Concerts by the Sea Jazz Club. Gross. Well, the other thing is, and this is where I am interested, because I think this is the one where Gloria Allred, because she's like, you know, she's representing a bunch of these because that bitch loves attention too. She just eats up the attention in the inside. But apparently, according to the rap website, Bill Cosby's sexual assault allegation from 2008 under review by LA prosecutors. So it says here that Los Angeles County prosecutors are reviewing an LAPD investigation into an alleged 2008 sexual assault involving Bill Cosby and model Chloe Goines at the Playboy Mansion. The LAPD presented a case regarding Cosby to the Sex Crime Division yesterday. It's under review, and that's all they're going to say. So when they won't say shit, they're like, nah, we can't let this shit get out there. It's too big of a story. This dude is too big of an asshole. He's got way too much money. And they really need to be taking his passport and shit and making sure he just sticks around town. But I don't know if this is the one. Does it the one that says, like, yeah, Cosby is scheduled to be deposed on October number 9 by Allred in a civil lawsuit filed by Judy Hudd. She alleges that the TV legend put his hand down her pants and kissed her at the Playboy Mansion in 74 when she was 16. Of course, he denies it. But you know what? You've done lost all credibilities, you dumbass mother trucker. I had to sing it. I don't know why. I just felt compelled to sing it. I ain't drunk and or had to sit down with Mary Wanda either. And something got into me to do that. So apparently, Kaz is still in some serious trubs. Oh, and the other thing, one more thing about him before we move on. He is getting stripped left and right of all his, like, his, his, like, honorary degrees and whatnot. Because add University of San Francisco to it, because Fordham University took theirs away. Whoever, what were the other ones? Brown University, Marquette University. There's a bunch. They're all like, no, hell to the no. The only one that said did not say hell to the no to Bill Mother Trucking gross ass McGrosses and grossest person ever. I can't believe he got away with this shit for so long. Cosby, are the people on the Hollywood Walk of Fame were like, once you get a star, it's there forever. That's the way it is. And whatever, I can almost support that. But at the same time, I feel like going down there and just like defacing the shit out of it. But at the same time, it's my neighborhood, so I don't like it when people deface my neighborhood, so I'm torn. So I don't do it, but I want to do it, so I ain't gonna do it, but I'd like to do it. You know what I mean? It works like that. That's what's going on. All right, let's see what else is going on out here in the world at large. Oh, this story. It's like, why are there so many assholes that people just like give so much credence to? What did I do with this story? Did I put it somewhere else? Where did it go? Because it's Dr. Phil show, right? Here it goes. The Dr. Phil show. Do you know that Dr. Phil, and you know I hate that Dr. Phil blowhard mother trucker. I can't stand his ass. He's just a blowhard. I feel like he takes advantage of people and sort of, he's like, I don't know. I've watched it, I only really watch it when something good, like Nick Gordon, the one who is accused of giving Bobby Christina Brown the lethal cocktail and maybe beating her and then leaving her face down in the tub. Bobby Brown even says he believes that something untoward went down. Like his interview, I had to watch. The Kim Richards one, I had to watch because it was just full of so much crazy. But he just like goes about this. He makes $70 million a year twixt television program and books. $70 million a year. However, according to the rap website, again, the rap website, inside the Dr. Phil crisis, layoffs, benefit cuts, and staff dissent. So basically what is happening is there's about to be mutiny up in the Dr. Phil show, which is Dr. Phil is the number one rated syndicated talk show on television with its advice guru host raking in a reported $70 million a year. Yet insiders tell the rap the production is enmeshed with in turmoil behind the scenes with rampant layoffs, benefit cuts, and staff unrest. The reason for the layoffs and cost cutting is unclear, since the show continues to thrive in its number one slot for the genre, maybe because Dr. Phil insists on taking $70 million worth of the profits instead of letting a little bit of that trickle down to the people who make him look good and get him on television all of the time. I don't understand that whole mentality. They are the reason you're able to do what you do. Take care of your people. Don't take away their benefits. Don't cut their pay. Don't just lay them off. But they did some shitty stuff, y'all. Shitty stuff. Like, I guess today is all about calling out people who do shitty things. I don't know. I didn't expect it to go that way. We're going to have to change. Like, yeah, I got another. I think this is going to be an episode about people who do shitty things and think they can get away with it. It's awful. It's just awful. But it says the reason's unclear. So since the staff returned to production in August for season 14, there have been waves of layoffs. Days after employees settled in from their summer hiatus, executives carried out the first wave of cuts by axing the entire transcription department. Okay, these are people who transcribe the interviews so that people can, like, get their jobs on producers and everything like that. But apparently, according to whoever their source is, they quoted as saying, it was heartless to cut those people after we returned from hiatus. They could have notified them while we were on break and given them time over the summer to look for other jobs. Instead, they let them go right after they got back. Like, that is cold-hearted, underhanded, just awful, hateful, mean people shit. That's what mean people do that. You don't just have somebody, oh, come back to your job. We got a whole new season 14 to go, and we're all going to, like, get this job done. Yay, team. No, they let them come back thinking they've got a job, and then they just let them go instead of telling them up front before. That's how people in this business do. I hate it. It's just like the thing. It's like people think like working in entertainment, it's like all glamour and shit. No, it's glamorous if you're one of the like 1%. Otherwise, you get shitted on left and right. They cut people's pay. Like, people get paid squat. Their benefits suck. They work really long, grueling hours and all of this kind of crap. And yet Dr. Phil just sitting there, I guarantee you, he ain't going to have nothing to say about this because that would affect his like 70 million. How about you take 5 of those million and take care of your goddamn people who make you look good? You won't miss it. 65 million ain't going to be much different than 70 million. You can't spend that much unless you're a fucking crazy person. You're just sitting on it. I don't understand all these people who want to hoard all this money. Just like these people like Apple, who pays no taxes, the NFL, who pays no taxes, on all these other people who like just put their like the government lets them put their money away somewhere. They don't. It's like, no. It's like, why can't we all just get along? It's ridiculous. But apparently, the additional cost-cutting measures were implemented in September, including letting go of 2 producers and the show scaled back medical benefits. So they also took all these people's medical benefits. So according to this, there are people who were paying $200 a month for their medical benefits are now having to pay $2,000 a month for their freaking benefits. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous, y'all. But apparently, Dr. Phil is, however, the only syndicated talk show. He does offer benefits to all of his people, which I get. But at $2,000 a pop, why bother? Like, how much money do you have to, like, how much money are you paying them? I guarantee you're not paying them enough money to support that. And still, Dr. Phil is a consistent ratings winner. Show kicked off season 14 and handily beating the competition, all of this kind of shit. So you know what, Dr. Phil? Fuck you. Again, fuck you, Dr. Phil. That's awful. That's awful. People are just straight up awful. Awful. I don't understand why. I take this whole thing. I got to find something better to talk about than awful people, because this is starting to just get on my last nerve. But I'm looking at this. All of my notes I wrote down, there's like a lot of shit about awful people here. Because I have another story about I don't know. But he is an awful person. But I don't know if y'all remember this dude. I remember him because I follow this gossip shit all the time. And this was kind of at the height when gossip was really good. Like when Britney Spears was like losing her mind, shaving her head and hitting up SUVs with an umbrella and wearing those pink wigs and shit. Like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie were running around in the clubs all acting a fool all the time. And there was this fella, Brandon Davis, that was friends with like Paris Hilton and all of them, that hung out with all of them. He's like some rich Texas oil family's like kid. I mean, it's completely ironic that this dude comes from oil money, because he is the greasiest looking dude I have ever seen. He's had some weird surgery done, like his mouth is like, that cannot be a natural shaped mouth. Like, I don't know what the fuck he did to get these lips, but he always looked greasy. Like, he looked like he had just been dipped into a big old vat of Wesson oil and pulled out and then walked out on the street all the time. But he did this big old rant one time about Lindsay Lohan's fire crotch and went on and on and on about her fire crotch, fire crotch, fire crotch. So her nickname for a while was fire crotch, right? Well, apparently this dude ain't got his act together, because I like reporting this. This makes me laugh, because actually it should make me laugh, because he could have got really hurt. But it's also at the same time, I'm not so sure I'd be so concerned if this guy got that hurt. And I don't mean that in any awful way. It's just the honest truth. My empathy only goes so far. But what I'm talking about is he done went and got arrested for a DUI after a nasty ass car wreck, right? So according to the TMZ people, Hollywood heir Brandon Davis, why do they say Hollywood heir? I don't think he's a Hollywood heir. I think he's like Texas oil money, if I remember right. Whatever. He destroyed his Mercedes-Benz in a nasty single car accident in Los Angeles early Friday morning, got busted for a DUI. He's the ex-BFF of Paris Hilton, like I just told you, was driving through one of LA's canyons when he smashed into something so hard it tore off the front right side of his Mercedes sedan. He was injured in the wreck and had to be taken by ambulance to a hospital. They arrested him for DUI. See here, Brandon is grandson of oil and Hollywood tycoon Marvin Davis, who was booked for battery and cocaine possession back in 2011. He pled guilty and was ordered to enter drug diversion program back then. He's most famous for his fire crotch rant about Lindsay Lohan. And but I looked over here, like on the other TMZ site, you know, like some TMZ sports shit. I am looking at a picture of his car road right now. This car is fucked up, y'all. When I say fucked up, this car is fucked up. And apparently he was hanging with some former National Hockey League star, Mike Comrie. I don't know who that is. I don't follow the hockey, so I don't know. But his car, like the whole front, like when it says ripped off, like, yeah, there is no passenger side tire. The windshield is cracked. Like the whole front, it's just ripped off. It's like, I don't know what the hell he runned into, but he runned into something good. He runned into something real good. So there we go, Greasy. You done ended up back in jail. Like the second one, they don't play the second, especially with this, they also will charge you with injury. Do you get charged with injury if you injure yourself? That's a good question, right? I don't know. Let's see what else is going on out here. I got to find something at least kind of funny. Oh, this story makes me laugh. Let's just bounce around for a minute. We're I've been depressing myself talking about all this shit. It's just the world has gone to shit. I can't, it's like, it upsets me so. Like, I wish I couldn't care. Like, I want to be one of those people who just doesn't care sometimes. You know, like, I don't care. I don't care if somebody goes in and shoots up a whole college campus full of people. I don't care if somebody wants to go out and just not do their job and deny people something that they have every right to have just because they think differently than them. I don't want to have to think about people who have been going on and serial raping people for years and years upon decades and decades, and then on the flip side try to act like that somebody's coming to get them. Like, no, it's like you got away with it for a long mother trucking time. It's too much. It's just too much for a hick. But there is this story I've been following on occasion because it cracks me up. But that, and I usually don't talk about them housewives, but you know every rule is meant to be broken, and the Hollywood hick is a fixin' I break a one right now. But what I'm saying is the Brandy Glanville, the one that used to be married to Eddie Cimbrian, and then then Leanne Rimes stole him out from under her while they were working on a Lifetime movie. But Brandy Glanville has been in this bitter battle with this chick named Joanna Krupa, who was on the Miami Housewife program, because they don't apparently like each other very much. And Brandy made a comment one time about how Joanna's got a stanky snatch, right? Like, she was like pretty adamant about it and said it multiple times, like, bitches, the bitches down there stank bad. And honestly, there is nothing worse than stanky pussy smell. You can smell it coming from a mile away. It's just distinct. It's awful. And like, so, and for a homo, can you imagine what that does to a homo? That's awful. But they've been going back and forth forever. Like, this Joanna Krupa chick is suing her for defamation. But Brandy Glanville saying, like, you can't sue me if it's true. And then, like, all this stuff. But now, come to find out, apparently, Brandy Glanville has another trick up her sleeve to get the smelly vagina lawsuit thrown out. This is according to the TMZ people. She claims Joanna Krupa signed away her right to go after Brandy in court. The documents obtained by TMZ says that Brandy says Joanna's defamation suit should be tossed because Joanna's Real Housewives contract forbids her from suing her fellow housewife cast members. And it would make sense, according to these, because the heat on those shows come from the women sniping at each other, because that's all it's like. The only reason to watch that show is if you like to watch women yell and scream at each other and pull hair and like just like say horrible awful things and do backstabbing and things like that, and like throw water or drinks in faces and whatever. But since Joanna was on the Real Housewives of Miami back in 2013, And in fact, Brandy's vagina comment came on the heels of the Miami reunion show. Brandy admits she doesn't have to copy, doesn't have the copy of her contract, but she's considered like Brandy. I'm sure if it's in Brandy's contract, it is in Joanna's contract. So Krupa's lawyer says Brandy's reaching, but I think Brandy's got a point on this one. I'm with Brandy on this one because one, that's to be expected if you're gonna go on this show. Like, it's like I don't understand people who go on these things. It's like people who once you get what you wanted and then all of a sudden it's not exactly what you thought it was, it doesn't mean that you get to get all butt hurt on the flip side. Like, if you had just laughed it off, everything would have been fine, but you got to make a big stinking deal of it. Pun intended, but you got to make a big stinking deal of it. And then next thing you know, it's like all over everything. So now anytime your name comes up, people Google Joanna Krupa, I guarantee you stinky pussy is one of the first things you see. Now, if you just kept your damn mouth shut, it probably wouldn't be the first thing you see. But now you're going to be known as a stinky pussy chick. It's ridiculous. That is completely ridiculous. And she's like, and she is upset. Like, she goes off about how she's trash and all this stuff. And you know what? Maybe. But at the same time, you do not go on that show and then think that you're just going to walk away unscathed. It does not work like that. So ridiculous. So very, very, very ridiculous. Whatever. Oh, speaking of ridiculous, I want to find this story because it cracked my ass up. Because I look at this website a lot called The Gossip Cop. And over on Gossip Cop, they'll like tell you if something's bullshit or not. They kind of like figure it out and find out what's going on. But apparently, somebody somewhere, because it was a picture of Diana Ross. Now, I love me some Diana Ross. If you don't like Diana Ross, you can kiss my big faggot ass, okay? Just like the Pope. You can kiss my big faggot ass. But somebody saw a picture of it. And like, the woman is 71 now, okay? Diana Ross is 71. And people were trying to say that she was trying to have, that she had a baby bump and that Diana Ross was pregnant at 71, which would make her, I think, the oldest woman ever to conceive a child. Yes. The other one was somebody named Devi Lohan out of India, Raho Devi Lohan, and she was 70. But Ross will not be doing that. Now, I looked at the picture where they said she does have like a bump, but the woman is 70 and maybe she just had bloated that day or whatever. She's 71. It's like your body doesn't like hold up forever for everybody. And she's had a bunch of children. She's like, it's like whatever. She's done with that, I'm sure. But apparently, what had happened was an Instagram user posted a photo on Wednesday of this week of whilst walking down the street in Los Angeles, and people on Twitter immediately banned a comment about the legendary singer and what they believed to be a baby bump. Despite the pregnancy theories, Ross is not with child, of course. She's 70 mother trucking one, y'all. But rather, just a victim of an unflattering photo that accentuates her weight gain. Yeah, she's 71. Calories don't burn off like they used to. She's not going to be whatever. But I will tell you one thing. When I saw her ass at the Hollywood Bowl a year or two ago, that would have made her, what, 69, maybe 70 at that point? Bitch still had it. She fucking brought the house down. But I will say about that damn concert, and people, quit being stick in the muds. That is my point to you. Quit this stick in the mud nonsense. I was about halfway up the Hollywood Bowl, right? Kind of right of center, just a little bit. Not way right, but right of center. I was the front row of the dance party, okay? Nobody in front of me stood up once and danced to her. It's like she was doing Love Hangover and Inside Out, Upside Down to me, Upside Down. Boy, you turn me. Like, how can you not dance to this stuff when she's singing all of these, like, classic, great freaking dance tunes? And, like, they were just sitting there, bougie-ass fucking white people. I can't stand it. But we had the dance. But everything behind where me and my friends were, dance central. So you know what? People, quit being stick in the muds. Have a good time. Get up. Shake your ass. It feels good. Whatever. But these people are trying to say Diana Ross is pregnant, and that just cracked my ass up because I'm looking at the picture right now, and it does look like a pregnant bump, but it also looks like the belly of a 71-year-old woman who might need to fart really bad, too. I'm just saying is all, okay? Oh, and speaking of singers du jour, Kelly Clarkson, my beloved Kelly Clarkson, had to cancel her tour. Something about her, like, she's like on vocal rest. You better fix that voice, girl. Don't you dare cheat us out of the deliciousness that is Kelly Clarkson singing. Kelly Clarkson can sing anything. She's one of the best singers ever, as far as I'm concerned. That voice is fucking kick ass. I love me some Kelly Clarkson. So get better, Kelly Clarkson. I'm sorry to hear that you had to cancel your tour and you won't be able to sing for a little while. But take care. Well, she had a new baby too. She just had her second baby, and she needs, like, take care of that voice, and because we can't be denied that. You can't be like Linda Ronstadt, because you know Linda Ronstadt done went and got Parkinson's, and because of that, she can't sing anymore. And that's just a tragedy too, because Linda Ronstadt has one of those beautiful voices. totally beautiful. And if somebody tells me Dolly Parton can't sing, just put a bullet in my head right then, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to go on with life. Because, you know, Dolly Parton is the greatest human being to ever live. We've been through this a million times. I'm going to be hosting the Bomb Shelter with Ryan Pfeiffer of the Crab Diving Program this evening. And the only reason I agreed to do it is if I was able to play Dolly Parton songs all night long as people come up and down off stage, because you know I'm going to do it too. I'm going to tailor a Dolly Parton song for every comic that goes up on that stage. So if you are in Los Angeles, you're going to hear this after it's already started. But if you hear it and then you come, you can come tonight. But whatever. I'm going to be playing a lot of Dolly Parton tonight. I'm going to be fucking regaling these bitches with some Dolly Parton they probably ain't never heard before. They're going to be like, who's that? And every time I'm going to go, Dolly mother trucking Parton, bitches. Who the fuck else would it be? The greatest human to ever live. How dare you ask me that question? You were lucky I didn't just snatch your face off. See, all of these angry people are making me angry. I really should be nothing full of nothing but rainbow sparkles, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feelings, right? I'm getting there. I'm starting to talk about things that make are a little bit more light. Whatever else is going on in the world. How much time we got? Oh, we got a little more time here. We got a little more time here on the Hollywood Hick program. Let's find a good story. There were some other ones. I was going to talk about the dude off of Buffy the Vampire Slayer getting arrested again, but that dude gets arrested more than my brother, and I didn't even think that was possible. This bitch, I can't stand her. I talk about all the time how I can't stand her. Again, another person who can dish it out and can't take it. Now she's getting backlash because she done went out and said before she was using the homos as a reason not to get married, saying that once you can all get married, I'm going to get married, and then guess what? We could all get married, and she's backtracking now. But that Lena Dunham, again, she can dish it out, but she's like trying to like come up. Oh, and she also quit Twitter. That's the thing. She's like quit the Twitters again because she put up the ugliest picture. You like in like a wife beater and her boyfriends or whatever, like tidy whities, and like, she's got them pulled up way high, looking all unflattering and gross. Now, if you're gonna put a picture of yourself looking gross out on Instagrams or Twitters, and you got a shit ton of followers, guess what? There's gonna be a lot of people that tell you you look gross. So don't open yourself up for that kind of criticism, and then be pissed on the flip side when you get exactly what you asked for. But then she's like trying. Then she goes on. She's like, then she tries to like play coy with this when she's on the Ellen show, who panders to these people. And I want to slap her lesbian ass too sometimes. But she's like, we're hiding behind these fake liberal ideals. Her and her like boyfriend, who actually I think is kind of cute, and that makes my heart hurt that I think he's kind of cute and like kind of a geeky guy sort of way. But he's with Lena Dunham, so it would never happen. I would never tap that Jack Antonov. I don't even know who he is. He's some musician or whatever. But every time I see pictures, I'm like, yeah, he is kind of cute in a geeky sort of way. But she's like, I'm excited for them to marry, but felt like a lot of pressure for us to do it on that day. No, because you said you were going to do it, and then you didn't do it. So then don't say it. Don't use the homos to get yourself some publicity, because that's what you did. You used the homos, and then you didn't follow through with what you said. You didn't do it at all. And she's like, I feel intimidated because I don't want to espouse any stereotypes, but gay people are kind of killing it at weddings right now. No, you're using that as an excuse again. You're just full of excuses. You have an excuse every time somebody calls you out on your bullshit, Lena Dunham. That's why I can't stand you. That's why I can't stand you and your doughy, gross-ass body that you like to throw on TV naked all the time and on all kind of pictures naked all the time, and then get all butt hurt when somebody points out the fact that you pretty much should be one of the last chicks getting naked on TV. There's a reason that strippers look the way they do. There's a reason that guys want to see good-looking women get naked, because that's what looks good. It's just the way it is. And yes, women come in every shape and size, and embrace that. Do it. Love it. Be who you are. But don't get upset with me on the flip side when I say, it ain't my cup of tea, okay? That's just how it goes. That's just how it works. Don't put it out there if you don't want the comments. That's how it works. It's like that other dude, Andrew Garfield, who was those last Spider-Man movies, those horrible Spider-Man movies. He's always bitching. I just read another thing. I had to quit reading it because I wanted to punch him in his smug face about how he doesn't like the celebrity and doesn't want to be. So then don't do it. You have the option. You don't have to do it. Don't. If it's so horrible and just awful to you, stop. You have the options. Like if you're watching a television program and it completely sucks, do what the Hollywood Hick does. Turn the shit off. Stop. Don't. It's like you make no sense. You people make absolutely no sense. Whatever. Let's talk about something funny. Oh, this story cracked my ass up because now the Hollywood Hick loves a fart joke better than about anyone you will ever meet. I am a sucker for a fart joke, even a half-ass fart joke. I will probably laugh harder than I should. Okay. But over on the Smoking Gun site, and I love the Smoking Gun, the headline here is, irate suspect kicked other woman in face after victim farted near her. Now, some people just do not take kindly to a rogue fart, and apparently that's what happened to this chick. And of course, guess where did this happen? Florida! of course, Florida, right? But according to the Sun Smoking Gun people here, it says, as she was being transported to jail, of course, she was on the way to jail when this happened, of course, charges on top of charges, idiot child. A Florida woman became irate and kicked another female detainee in the face after the victim farted near her. Janelle Callahan, 48, was busted Thursday afternoon after she punched her male roommate in the face, according to the arrest affidavit. Callahan, who was reportedly highly intoxicated, left the man with a bloody nose. Following that misdemeanor collar, Callahan was placed into a jail transport where she encountered Virginia Turner, 60, who had been arrested for trespassing. Both women were handcuffed in the police vehicle. En route to the county lockup, the suspect claimed that Virginia Turner farted near her. Callahan became irate and attempted to strike Turner in the face with her elbow. Callahan then raised her right leg and kicked Virginia Turner's right side of her face. Turner did not fight back during the attack, which was recorded by the vehicle's camera system. Callahan, who was already facing a battery rap for punching her roomie, was hit with a second battery count for attacking Turner. She is locked up in the county jail for a $1,000 bond, and she might get released on Friday afternoon, but she might not. So apparently, don't piss this woman off if you're her roommate, and or do not fart in her general direction or she will kick a bitch in the face. That's pretty much how that shit goes down. People are fucking nuts. People are freaking nuts. Let's see what else is going on. Let's see if there's any other good stories on here. Maybe in this here Hollywood Hick program with some feel good stories about people who will make you feel way better of yourself because these people are freaking nuts. Oh, went by that freaking monkey again. That monkey I talked about last time, they got it on the smoking gun, too. I love that monkey. Drinking water, sit there, took a piss on a cop car, ripped the molding off of it. I like that monkey. Ooh, let's check out this story. I quit looking at the smoking gun on account of they didn't have anything I felt was interesting. But I did go over to the News of the Stupid Reddit over on the Reddit page. I like looking at that because there's people on there that do stupid-ass shit. And I love when somebody gets drunk on a plane. And apparently, that's just what some woman did in San Francisco's. But, headline over on the San Francisco Gate, drunk woman vapes on plane, flashes breasts, says flight attendant was rude. People ain't got no damn sense. The phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, is only confusing if you don't know where you are. A woman aboard a Las Vegas to Honolulu flight reportedly, it's just from the San Francisco paper. But whatever, she was on a Las Vegas to Honolulu flight, reportedly became enraged when a flight attendant asked her repeatedly to stop vaping on the plane. Logical request, right? Apparently, this chick was not having it. Witnesses say 34-year-old Kristen Sharp was belligerently drunk and smoking an e-cigarette in her seat and in the restroom. After the Allegiant Air flight attendant, Allegiant Air, that sounds like some low-rent airline, flight attendant asked her to stop multiple times, Sharp allegedly began cussing, flashed her breasts to the cabin, and tried to hit the attendant with a soda can. Sharp denies that she was drunk and aggressive. I tend to believe the flight attendant on this one, y'all. But she goes, that is not true. I didn't mean to throw it at him. I was trying to hit the trash can next to it. Bullshit. Bullshit. I don't believe you. She admits to vaping on the plane, but says the flight attendant was rude and lacked etiquette. I think he had a bad day and was taking it out on me with a bad attitude. Let me tell you something. Kristen, wasn't that your name? I scrolled too far. Kristen Sugar, if you are drunker than Cootie Brown, vaping on a plane, and throwing things at the flight attendants, you know what they're going to do? They're going to fucking shut a bitch down. But apparently, after the incident, Sharp and her boyfriend were moved to different seats, and she reportedly fell asleep for the rest of the flight. You know, everybody was like, thank Dolly that bitch done passed the fuck out. And of course, she was detained by the FBI upon landing. So happy Hawaii vacation, you stupid bitch. You couldn't hold it together till you got there. Even the Hollywood Hick knows how to do that, at least now in my older age. But she has yet to be charged, and there's an investigation ongoing. So this chick done went and done it now. Idiot woman. Complete and utter idiot woman. We got a quick second. Let's see if there's anything really good. Oh, dude, this is straight up fucked. Okay, I'm going to tell you this real quick before we get the fuck out of here on the Hollywood Hick program. But apparently, somebody has invented, and this is over on the Huffington Post, they hooked it up to the News of the Stupid, but some dude has invented a portable pizza necklace that will never let you down. It's basically a strap with like a zip, like a triangle shaped Ziploc bag to it, so you can carry a slice of pizza around your neck for whenever you're just in the need for a piece of pizza. You got one on the ready right there hanging on your neck. And maybe, I guess, if you keep it up under your shirt and pressed again, it keeps it warm or something. But that's some of the dumbest shit the Hollywood hick has ever heard in his mother trucking life. If I see any of you mother truckers walking down the street with a portable pizza pouch, I'm going to make fun of you, and I am not going to guarantee that I will not come over and rip it off of you to save you any further embarrassment. Okay? Okay. And now that I look at the time, I think that does it for me, y'all, here on the Hollywood Hick program. Thanks for tuning in, listening to the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that's that, y'all. Doodle-lamb, doodle-lamb, do, bitches. Y'all be good. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Lamb, 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 l